Good morning. I'm Jenny Trick. I'm the Executive Director of the Racine County Economic Development Corporation, and I'm happy to welcome you today to the SC Johnson Integrated Manufacturing and Engineering Technology Center, easier known as the IMET Center. So when we considered where to host today's exciting announcement, it was clear to us that the best place to talk about the county's economic development future was right here at the IMET Center, where innovation, workforce training, and advanced manufacturing activities occur. It's important to note that the Racine County's economic development future has been the focus of RCDC since we were established in 1983. We were created to be the first point of contact for businesses considering a location in Racine County, as well as for those already operating in Racine County to assist them with an expansion project. Our mission of our organization is quite simple. It is to increase the tax base of Racine County and to create new additional employment opportunities for our residents. I think this is the embodiment of our mission. Our portion of this incredible journey to arrive at today's announcement started at the top of this year. Similar to other business recruitment projects, RCDC staff completed a comprehensive request for information document that included multiple questions about Racine County's demographics, utilities, cost of doing business, workforce, training resources, potential land sites, and much, much more. In March, this document was submitted, and we worked closely with our partners at the Milwaukee 7 and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to advance this project. Starting in May of this year, the fun really began. We began our intensive work of all that you can imagine was required to locate a facility of this size within Racine County. All of the hours of hard work by our team, our local and regional and state elected officials, and Foxconn's team brought us to this point today. At this time, I'd like to share with you the future home of Foxconn. So we are so excited to announce that Foxconn will be coming to the village of Mount Pleasant. Before we move forward, I need to take a few minutes to recognize some key people in the room, and there are many. Thank you all for coming. As you'll hear from County Executive Delagrave and Village President DeGroote, this announcement has been months in the making and was a collective effort of many individuals who are committed to moving the state, the region, and our county forward. I'd like to ask the following people to stand and be recognized. Senator Wongard and Representatives Mason, Barca, and Weatherston. Members of the Village of Mount Pleasant Board of Trustees, stand. Members of the Racine County Board of Supervisors, please stand. And the people that kept me sane throughout this project, members of our local development team that have and will continue to take this project forward, please stand. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your leadership in this endeavor. That's what got us to today. So I'd now like to welcome County Executive Delagrave to the podium.
Thanks, Jenny. This is truly an historic day for Racine County. Absolutely. I am thrilled and so very proud that an international company of Foxconn's magnitude has chosen to invest in Racine County. Foxconn's $10 billion manufacturing campus will be approximately 20 million square feet, the size of 20 Amazons, by far the largest project in the state. This will, in fact, be one of the largest manufacturing campuses in the world. Absolutely. This opportunity represents the return of electronics manufacturing in the U.S. from Asia, and it establishes Wisconsin and Racine County in particular as the electronics manufacturing capital of North America. We, Racine County, I know, is ready for this once-in-a-lifetime transformational opportunity. And I believe that today's announcement is just the beginning. With Foxconn, we've established the foundation for unparalleled economic development, job growth, and enhanced quality of life. And I believe other businesses and industries will take notice, and like Foxconn, will see the benefits of locating in Racine County. I have no doubt we'll have good news to share in the coming months and years as Racine County continues to thrive. I also understand that the scope and size of this project and Foxconn's investment means there are a lot of moving pieces and a lot of local considerations. We know our residents will want to learn more, and we want everyone to have the opportunity to ask questions and discuss the many aspects of this project moving forward in Racine County. In the coming weeks, we will be holding three informational sessions throughout the county where we can share additional details and answer your questions. Let me be clear. We are committed to making sure your input is part of this process. This is a turning point in the history of Racine County, no doubt. We are in this together. At the informational sessions, we'll get to showcase Foxconn's awesome technology. When our leadership team visited Japan on a fact-finding mission a few weeks ago, I was struck by just how futuristic and advanced this project really is. Make no mistake, this is not the assembly line manufacturing of yesterday. We're talking about cutting-edge operation that will redefine how manufacturing is done in America. We're talking about the future of technology by a company that sets the standard for how to adapt to the changing times. Lastly, and most importantly, we are celebrating today thanks to the months of tireless hard work by our leadership team and many partners. I want to thank WEDC, M7, the Racine County Board, the Village of Mount Pleasant Board, RCEDC, and our local project team for this tremendous dedication to this project. I also want to thank Foxconn and Chairman Terry Goh. Thank you for your confidence in us and for working with us in good faith and partnership over the past several months. Today is a great day in Racine County, and I just want to take one last moment here to introduce State Representative Todd Olmstead, who was not introduced before. Thank you for being here. Again, today is a great day in Racine County. It's a day that we will all remember. Thank you very much.
Thank you, County Executive Delagrave. And now, if you join me in welcoming Village of Mount Pleasant President David DeGroot.
Well, this is a very exciting day for the Village of Mount Pleasant. And I think former Governor Tommy Thompson would always say it the best. What a day to be from Wisconsin. And I think that bears repeating. So would you say it with me loud and proud? 3, 2, 1. What a day to be from Wisconsin. Thank you. And if I can put just a little bit finer point on that, what a day to be from the Village of Mount Pleasant, Racine County, in the 1st Congressional District of the great state of Wisconsin, the United States of America. Today is a day for all of us to celebrate. And I'd like to start by thanking President Trump for his leadership. It wasn't that long ago when then-candidate Trump made a very bold promise to bring manufacturing back to the United States, the art of the deal. And here's what we have before us today. $10 billion of investment, 20 million square feet of industrial build-out, thousands and thousands of very well-paying jobs, increasing our middle class. It's everything that you could ask for. So I think it's fair to say that he delivered on his promise. So thank you, President Trump. We are grateful. I'd like to thank Chairman Terry Goh for his vision, and not only his vision, but frankly his guts, because he's doing something here that's never been done before. More than just bringing manufacturing to the United States, he's bringing an entire new industry. That's huge, because by necessity, we'll also have to develop an entirely new supply chain to fill out the ecosystem that this unique opportunity brings us. The impact of this investment on our community is unprecedented, and the opportunity is enormous. It'll transform our region, creating thousands of new jobs in Racine County. I'd like to thank Governor Walker for telling the world that Wisconsin is open for business. This project is transformational, and it didn't happen overnight, nor did it happen by coincidence. It was a partnership, and it took work at the cabinet level, department levels, and legislative levels. I also need to thank Racine County leadership for their support as well. The county executive, the county board chair and co-chair, and the county board itself has been rock solid behind us. We couldn't have done it without you. Thank you. I need to thank our boots on the ground, our village board, Development Authority, and our support team. At every step of the way, the Village Board operated in the best interests of our residents, acting on the enormous opportunity our taxpayers are protected because this development will pay for itself. We are talking about billions of dollars new investment in our community during the construction period, as well as ongoing long-term revenues. This investment in our village means jobs. It means more people calling our community home. It means more people shopping at our stores. It will also mean new housing options, new stores, new stores. I'd like to close by saying two simple yet very important and meaningful words to our friends at Foxconn. On behalf of a grateful village, I say simply, welcome home.
Thank you, President DeGroot. And now, please join me in welcoming Dr. Louis Wu of Foxconn to the podium.
Hello. Thank you, Jenny. Well, since now we are part of the family, and I'd like to make my first criticism to a family member, which is basically Jenny. I don't think she has been level with us. She was telling us the reason why this place is chosen to make this important and announcement. And I believe you have not really been telling us the truth. The truth is that it's home advantage. Do you know that her office is just upstairs? Every one of us have to drive here. It took me at least half an hour from the hotel to be here. And she's giving you all these other reasons why this place is chosen. But
this
thank
is
you.
Why it's been fun to work with Foxconn, right here.
Well, today is October 4th. In the lunar calendar, this is the 15th day of the 8th month of the year. Now, this is a very important and auspicious day in the Chinese traditions. We call it as the Mid-Autumn Festival. In this day, it's just like Thanksgiving. Family members would fly all over the place to come to get together at home. And what do? Just like Thanksgiving, we give thanks. And also remember, in the 15th day for the any calendar or the lunar calendar month, the moon is around us. Right? We understand that Ran means a circle, means a completeness. So today I'd like to share with you the significance of the 15th day of the 8th month of the lunar calendar. And somehow Jenny picked today as a day to make that announcement. It could not have been more fitting. So at least you have to give her one credit on that, 1 point for her. Now, being more mature in age, I can take off my glasses because I need to read the text. And so it would, you know, also give me less scare because I didn't really see any one of you downstairs now. I'm only reading my script. Now, I'm Louis Wu, and I'm the special assistant to our chairman and CEO, Mr. Jerry Guo. It has been a thrill to be here. And first of all, I think that I'm very much honored to stand in front of you and also in front of the outstanding leadership of the Racine County, and also M7, and also our State Cabinet Secretary, Naiso. So first of all, again, true to the tradition of the Mid-Autumn Festival, let me give thanks to a number of people. Yeah. So and on behalf of Foxconn, I'd like to thank the County Executive, Jonathan Delagrave, Village of Mount Pleasant President, Dave DeCroot, and also M7's Timothy Sheehy. And of course, the leaderships in the assembly, in the state assembly, and also all the workers in the Village of Mount Pleasant. But do not forget our marvelous Jenny Trick. Of Racine County Economic Development Corporations. It's really, you should shorten it. You know, it's very difficult to remember all the names.
Go to
you
the
know.
Acronym.
Yeah, it's similar to WEDC. But the worst is that you have one more letter more than WEDC.
Sorry.
Yeah. Of course, and the entire team of the RCEDC.
There you go.
Just to be sure I pronounce it correctly. Yeah. And I think they have been invaluable partners to bring us to be here today with you to make this announcement. And of course, we have been thrilled and excited to have formed this strong partnership with all the folks that I have mentioned, all the team that we have been working together. But more than that is that we have been having the opportunity to meet up with many local business leaders, and also that we are looking forward to form different strategic partnerships with them. Now, on this day, we are certainly taking a very significant step forward. And our announcement is not only talking about the exciting fab, the exciting back-end packaging facility. It's not only talking about just the high-precision tool and die facility. And we are not just talking about the assembly of the final devices in the future that the $10 billion campus would house. We are talking a lot more than that. We are also forming a what we call the 8K plus 5G ecosystem, where that you will see we are building a platform. So using this advanced display technology, we are inviting local partners to work with us to develop solutions in innovative learnings, in medical solutions, in the, what we call advanced manufacturing industry 4.0 solutions, and in safety and security solutions, in transportations, even including autonomous vehicles. So many new devices, new vertical solutions, we're looking for partnership. I think that's where the excitement is. It's not only just $10 billion. After we finish, there will be $30, $40 billion investment in this great county and in this great state. And we are not talking about just 13,000 individuals that Foxconn will hire directly, but also be tens and thousands of our suppliers will be coming, and also will be the vertical solution developers. They will be joining us. So I'm looking at a very exciting partnership together with you and together with every single one of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Wu. All right, Tim, can you top that? I'd like to invite MMAC President and Milwaukee 7 Representative Tim Sheehy to join me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to see you, Lewis, not always a pleasure to follow you. So obviously a project like this takes leadership, and I want to add my thanks to some of the thank yous that have already been presented. I want to start with Governor Walker. We wouldn't be here without Governor Walker and the initiative he took to go over to Japan and press the case for Wisconsin. And that wouldn't have happened at all without Scott Knight. So, Scott, we're deeply appreciative of the architecture that you've put behind this leadership. You and Lewis did a fantastic job. County Executive, I've been engaged in economic development for more than 30 years. M7 has been involved in more than 80 projects. I've never seen a community under your leadership and Jenny's due diligence here come together on a project like this. Really fantastic, unprecedented, the way that you brought a strong, motivated, responsive team together to pull off what is the largest foreign direct investment in U.S. history. Congratulations. This is a project that had to match Foxconn, which means it required speed, accuracy, and cohesion. And the Racine team was just first rate, top notch. Couldn't have worked any better than it did. And that takes nothing away from all the other regional partners that were engaged in this process. It just means you were really good when you had to be. So again, congratulations. I want to close just by talking about a little bit of what this means for the region and beyond. We seem to skate over this when we talk about the magnitude of the technology. But for the community here, this means 10,000 construction jobs for 4 years. That's phenomenal. For every 10 jobs that Foxconn creates here, they'll support another 17 jobs in the region and around the state. If you think of the payroll, think of your own business. Almost a $900 million payroll when this is fully built out. A phenomenal shot in the arm for family supporting jobs in this community and around the state. All the job training that's going to go into it when I see Brian. And finally, think about the supply chain spend. The estimated supply chain spend in Wisconsin is $1.4 billion. If you took Marinette Marine, Oshkosh Truck, and Quad Graphics, three tremendously large Wisconsin companies with deep supply chains here, that supply chain spending is three times the combined supply chain spending from those companies. So when I think about this, this is much more than a corporate recruitment win. Going to your video, your opening video, Jenny, this is winning in a global economy, and Racine has helped lead the region to do that. Thank you so very much. And last but not least, one more thank you. I don't know where he is in the room. He's probably working on the Amazon deal somewhere. But Jim Page deserves a great shout out. Jim has been on this from the beginning. Jim.
Thank you, Tim. Great program. So many people to thank in the room, and I know we've missed somebody. But I just wanted to wrap up by simply saying RCDC does everything we can to help companies do business in Racine County. We threw everything we had at you to make sure that you'd be successful here, but we do this for every business we work with in Racine County. We know that we're going to be a little busier after today. An announcement like this has a ripple effect, and we need to be ready. Now is the time for us to invest in ourselves, to maximize this opportunity, to build on our assets, including our location in the I-94 corridor, the availability of land, and our awesome workforce. We have a generational opportunity with this project. I want to thank everyone for joining us today for this celebration, and to all of our friends at Foxconn, we are excited to finally say, welcome to Racine County.